Karl, hey, Nissan. Shmaitza Shir, we're learning of Chaim al Rambam. Hilchos Chametz Matzah, you're bursting out of your seat there. Because you have to go by drug. Listen to me. I'm the boss here. You have to learn by drug. People are learning it, you have to understand it. What comes first, what comes second, what comes third. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I forgot to make a copy of the Maral again. Okay. So we have here the Rambam that says you get Malchus and Bal Yerva Limotze if you did a Maisa. The Gemara says it's Lavanita Glase. So where does the Rambam, why does Rambam ignore that Gemara? That's the question. So Reb Chaim brings down in Kivegas Kasha on the tour, a very famous tour, very famous Kasha. The tour puts Chametz into the category of all the things in the end of Temura, that if there's a Din Sreifa on it, a foreign mutter, and if there's no Din Sreifa, and it's called Kolanik Boren. No, that's the Gemara in Pashtus means that the only din to get rid of it is a din to avoid takala. So, if you choose to burn it, it's a foreign osir. Okay, so now that's the tour. So the tour puts chametz and says, "Listen, according to Yehuda, the eif is mutter." And according to Yehuda, the eif is also. That's the tour. Kivega says he doesn't see why that should be the case. Toisus and Tamura explains the din. Now, what of a foreign, the din of a foreign mutter has to be explained. Because you see from the din of a foreign osur that you can't get away cheaply by saying that the zach is nostalgic and now it's ponim chadoshes boim l'kan and the ponim chadoshes are not osur ba. No. You see, it's not like that, for whatever reason. I mean, not for whatever reason. You see, it's called Chometz Sefer. And it's still Osir Bano. It's still, it's not Ponim Chadoshes. Even if you burnt it, and as I said, I believe that burning is the most destructive way of destroying something. The most intense way of destroying something is by burning it. And still, you don't say it's nostalgic and ponim chadoshes bo l'kam l'choira. You could ask for a kasha, maybe you should, but you see you don't. And it remains also b'ano. I spoke out, maybe according to Malchonon, in the beginning of Yevomis, it would be a bit easier to understand. Malchonon talks about a tzad, that something that's osur remains osur without a chalois din being matir it. It just it remains us, or sort of like a neder, you know? I mean, a neder is also not like that. Rav Abba took very strong issue, my Rav Shiva took very strong issue with Rav Chanan, and said something can't be us without a Siva Sisser. It doesn't make sense, doesn't make sense. If the Siva Sisser was nostalgic, then certainly the Issa would be nostalgic. So, you don't really change matters much. So what's Pshataka, foreign mutter? So you have to say the Sibas Isser is still here. That means it's still enough Chazir. It's still enough Chazir. Chazir, for example. It's still enough Kiliakarim. It's still enough anything that's also about. No, you know, what you see from Taisus, really, the Mikra Adin, a foreign would be also. And you wouldn't say Ponim Chadosh is Bo Lekan. Like, you have to forget about that as a reason. What's Takim Pshat? Because it's Chometz Efer. It's Noiser Efer. So it's enough Chometz, it's Ba'olam. It's not, that's all, really all you have to say is it's not Ponim Chadosh is Bo Lekan. So that's all different. According to Mechonon, it's easier because he says, like, it remains also without a Chalais Heter. Shiva said no, but so what? So you have to, but you still have to say, as we just said in the Gemara in the beginning of Kol Shah, that it's not enough chametz to become osir, or it's not enough noser, or not enough kiliakarim, or whatever, to become osir. But that you see really in many places in Shas, that's really not a chiddush, it's not a leap of faith to say that. You find that many places, primarily we said in the sugi of Hatera Bola and Isura Bola, that you need more, the thing has to exist in a more firm, more intense way to become Osir than to remain Osir. So now we're creeping closer to Rabbi Elchanan, that to remain Osir needs less. So Rabbi Elchanan just like sort of stepped over a line and said, you don't need anything to remain Osir. It remains Osir. You say, no. It's, okay. So now, so why is Kolan Esrafin a foreign mutter? So Toysus has Nasus Mitzvos, which is a klal, a Gemara Larson by Me'ila and Kotche Hashem. My understanding of that is, the Gemara says it as a svara. So my understanding of the svara is that when the Torah prescribes a certain, a goal, a purpose, that's not a good word. When the Torah prescribes what's to be done with the item, we assume that the Isser Anor is, like don't benefit from it, almost like a lavanita glace, although of course it's not a lavanita glace, but like the same sort of dynamic, like don't benefit from it, but burn it. Like the Torah is telling you what to do with it. I'm telling you to burn it. So now once you do it, so by Kachim, it's an easiest for it to hear. Kachim never bothered me why that should be true. Because by Kachim, it's easier to swallow that the thing reached its apex, as I call it. That the thing reached its tachlis.
In what sense?
What?
In what sense? Other than emotionally, in what sense?
Intellectually, not emotionally.
So intellectually,
it's easier for me to understand.
So intellectually, in what way did it reach its apex?
Because the Torah, because by regular kachim, I'm talking about kachim shenidmu.
Regular
kachim, the Torah wants you to burn it on the mizbeach. The Torah once tells you what to do with it. Mm-hmm. What?
I'm sorry.
No. Kachim, regular kachim. But now, Toysus, again, when Toysus sushtels Isuri Anosh and Isrifu, when you burn kachim tmeim, you really have to deal with two issues, with the issue of Me'ilah and with the issue of Isuri Anosh. Now, once the kachim became tomei, there's no more Me'ilah. Me'ilah was popped as soon as it became tomei. You're only moiling something that's kachi Hashem, that's omeid to be used in the service of Hashem. Once something becomes tummy, then the din me'ilah is paka. So we're talking about kachim shenitmu. We're not talking about the kachim concerning which the Gemara says English adonai shenasis mitzvosoi umoilin boy. We're talking about regular good old Yisriyana, which Tosfos is machadesh. You say the same svara. So all I'm saying is that by kachim shenasas mitzvos and ein moilim bohen, I always, that never bothered me, because the thing reached its apex, its goal. This is what you're supposed to do with it. You're supposed to burn it on the mizbeach. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do this. It's
a vote. You're trying to understand what I'm saying.
You can't. I'm explaining to you what I understand. I'm not trying to convince you. To me, I understand very logically that when something is moilim boy, up until the time when you perform the mitzvah that you're supposed to do with it. Once you perform the mitzvah, so it's not only to be used in the service of Hashem, so to speak, so there's no more me'ilah. All right. I don't know. But Tosfos extrapolates it to Suri Hano, which is much more difficult to understand. Why should it become mutter? What do you mean, nasis mitzvah? So you have to say, okay, think about it. I can't explain it any better than I have. I can't. Don't you do? So I think what you see in Tosfos is like a major yisod. But the more I think about it, the more I see it's not such a big chiddush. And I'm using the Noida Behuda to help me out. That's what I gained out of the Noida Behuda. And the realization that Truma Shenitmeis is Mamash Mutter Bahano. So you see that, and it's learned out that it's to be burned from kachim shenitmu. So you see that the din sreifa, whether it be by noiser, or whether it be by truma shenitmeis, or by kachim shenitmu, is not the Eibishter's garbage can. Not the Eibishter's garbage can. The Eibishter is not telling you, listen, it's also burned anyway, dump it. But the Torah tells you to burn it, again, the Noidim Yehuda says it almost befarish, although the Noidim Yehuda happens to say that it's in contradistinction to Chametz B'Pesach, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's not so good, but okay, that's the Noidim Yehuda said that. He's not talking about the tour, he's not talking about Rav Chaim, believe it or not. He's not talking about the Kivegas Kasha, believe it or not, that was a joke. Rabbi Yehuda was way before. But he makes this chilek. And in Lomdus, the first half, he mamash says, his chilek is that kachim shenitlu, or truma shenitmeis, and the like, there's a din to be burnt. That's what you're supposed to do with it. And his point is, everybody in Klal Yisrael would be mitzvah to burn it, not just the owner. It's not a din how to dispose of it. It's not a din of how to dispose of it. You're supposed to burn it. It's not an avoda, you're not burning it in the base of mikdash. It's nifsal. But it's like what to do with it. It's not a way to dispose of it. We're just being edel. We're not throwing it in the garbage can like we're burning it. That's a much more edel way of disposing of it. It's not true. People are under a mistaken impression, I know that, that a very good thing to do to shameless is to burn them. Yeah, people have that impression. Chas v'shalom, and I'll let them burn Sheamus. It's kadosh, you know how to burn it. But they have this idea, there's no question in my mind, from Kachim Shinitlu, where you see you're supposed to burn it. Akaponim, I'm borrowing a leaf from the page of the Noida Behuda, and I'm saying, Taka, it requires Reifa. So now, Tosis is saying that Isuri Anor, that it requires Reifa, Anasis Mitzvoson, and it becomes Mutter Bahanor, is more to me, Mesiashav Alibi, it reached its apex. It's not a way to dispose of it. The Torah is telling you what to do with it, to burn it. And now, like, there's no more Pshat, it's Osir Bahanor. Like, the thing exists in nature, so it's Osir Bahanor, you're not allowed to use it, but once you did with it what the Torah wants you to do with it, see if it's just a method of disposal, you wouldn't say the sentence, this is what the Torah wants you to do with it. You know, you can't, it's a reaction to being Osir Bahanor. According to the Noi de Behuda, I'm just pointing to him because he says it befeirish. But the point, so that's why I'm labeling it the Noi de Behuda. What? I doubt it. I doubt it. Okay, I doubt it. By Kili Akarim, it's certainly not like that. You know, it's also about knowing you have to burn it. But it's not a way of disposal. This is what the Torah wants you to do with it. So, Mamela, I hear what Tosfos says is Nasis Mitzvos. Getting back to Vegas Kasha. So he says, according to Rabbanon, Lechora, see, the words Nasis Mitzvoson applies. You're destroying it. And therefore, if you choose to burn it, I mean, that's the way you destroy it. That's the Mifegas Kasha. Now, the Kasha on the Mifegas Kasha is... So it's always Nasis Mitzvoson, even if you choose to, even according to Rabbanu.
Even if you're Mafaraz or Ula.
No, he doesn't say that. I'm going to ask that on him in a second. He doesn't say that. He doesn't expect that to become Mutter. He expects it only that if you burn it, a foreign should be Mutter. Now, one, Mikveger is, before we get to Rav Chaim, Mikveger's Kasha is a little... What's a Mikveger going to do, for example? How did he understand... how did he understand the Indian to have such a Kasha? Lamashal, according to the Ramban. According to Rabbanon, so you're doing Tashbisu if you just motzi it from your Rishus. Or if you're Mepharer of a Zohar L'Ruach. So, Mikveger understood that now it should become Mutter Bahanor. Was it Nasis Mitzvoson? Like, there's still mamish things around. Like, L'chayra, I mean, let's say your mamish buried it. Kol Anik Borin. Let's say your mamish buried it. No, you wouldn't be Mekayim Tashbitz if you buried it. But Pashtus, if you got it out of your Rishus, let's say you made it Posel Me'achilos Kelev. Oh, bad example. If you made it Posel Me'achilos Kelev, the Taka doesn't help if you made it Posel Me'achilos Kelev.
But
Now, maybe if Kvege doesn't hold, it's really a Ramban's Chiddush. I'm cheating a little. This din that you Mekayim Tashbisu, if you take it out of your Rishus, you throw it in a public garbage can, that's the Ramban. Maybe not everybody holds like the Ramban. The Ramban's Chiddush, because you're doing it Lachas Mani Suro also. And
you? What? Then you can go bring it back into your Rishus?
No, you can have a no from it. I don't know. It's raining and you want to use it as an umbrella.
Bring it into your
shoes. Okay. The point is, maybe if you make it held that to do Tashbisu according to Rabbanan, you do have to destroy it. You do have to destroy it, and when you destroy it, in some way you have to destroy it. Just like when you burn something, you destroy it. So when you have a fire of a Zoyrul or Ruach, you also have to destroy it. It's also a destruction, you see.
They talk about a Nafim if it's in Yom or
Yom or Nafim. Yeah, that's about how much Takola could come by. They don't talk about it from the perspective of if it's destroyed or not. Akhapanim, one could say that Begiveger understood. I mean, even the Gemara says Kolan Ekborin Aforon Asur. That means the Gemara is presuming that you burnt it. The Gemara understood.
There's a Mishnah.
I don't know, that's the only way you can destroy something and still have it, if you burn it, and then you're changing it into something else. But anyway, if you throw it to the sea or you throw the wind, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's
but, like, it's not there anymore. But the question is if it Pumfaker. If you throw it into the sea, it's still around.
Now where is it?
All you did was you threw it away. Where is it? It's not destruction. A fisherman comes along and he wants to find it and he wants to use it as bait to catch fish with. Come on.
But the original person can't get it anymore.
So what? Good. So according to the Ramban,
can't get it enough from it. Can't get it.
Come on. Stop it. You want cases? I'll give you cases. Someone, what do I care about the guy? One case is a guy who wants to use it as bait for fish. Okay? The guy's boat sprung a leak and he finds it and he wants to plug up the leak with it. Come on. We're talking conceptually. You want cases, I'll sit there, we'll stop learning, I'll think of 15 cases that you can get a note from it. Okay, the question is, it's a question, would Rabbi Kivager think that if you hadn't understand Tosis of Nasus Mitzvos, and he's also only talking about burning, but like if the things around, let's say according to the Ramban, I mean, it's a straightforward question. According to Kivager, according to the Ramban, that your Mekayim Tashbisu would take it out of your Rishus. So Kivager would ask it as a kasha and would want it to become Mutter Bahano because you were Mekayim Tashbisu with it. It's a little strange. It doesn't clock. You might say in a Hanami. You might say in a Hanami. No, in other words, what I'm really saying is that Rav Chaim's terrorist is the Chorus of Poshin. Because what was Rav Kiviger thinking? Let's say you were Mekayim Tashbisu by the fire of a Zayr L'Ruach. And you can't say that it's only by burning because the thing's not around. Because that goes back to our original premise, what we started off the whole sugya with. If by burning it, it's not around anymore, then the whole thing, you can close and go home. Then certainly, Kolanik Bora and Afaran should also be mutter. So I don't know. I don't know if Vega held that. Okay. Unless you say that Vega, it's only if you destroy it. I don't know. The Kaitash Bisu. According to the Bani of Kaitash Bisu, if you get it out of your Rishus, if you make it Posel Miachilos Kelev before there's Man of Issa. Okay, no, then it's not talking about chometz. Okay.
Rambam says in his office, he says beer ketsa, he says sorfa, or zora.
Yeah, that's because most rishonim are goyris af in Rambam.
Oh.
Af mefaro and the zora the roof. That means you can certainly burn it.
But adara, but the means that the preferred way, even to put it in Rambam, is to burn it.
Maybe not. That's another kasha which we'll see as miyushim according to Rav Chaim, and that is that if you say af, you're certainly allowed to burn it. Forget about preferred. You're certainly allowed to. Now the Gemara says in Tamura that you're not allowed to burn it
The Mishnah is the burn, you
burn, right. It's also the burn because of this reason, because you might call me day mishnah. Because if it's only called an igbara, then a foreign is also. And if you burn it, you might think it's like everything else that you burn in a foreign mutter. So to avoid the mishnah, you're not allowed to burn it. But by chametz, it's clay, you're allowed to burn it. So that's also, that's a kash on the tour. The kash on the tour. If the tour is correct, then if the tour is correct, then why is it mutter to burn? Okay, let's go back to Rav Chaim. I'm pointing out that Rav Gevager is not poshut. You learn Rav Gevager is not poshut. Would he ask his kasha by a tashbisu to yimakayim if you crumble it up and flush it down the toilet? You want it to become, you've destroyed it, you know. And according to Ramban, it doesn't even mean to destroy it. It means really to remove it from your rishus. You know, you have the same machlokes by Bir, Shvius. Same machlokes. They have the machlokes Rishon, Tanoim, or Rishonim. If the mitzvah of Bir, Shvius, is to destroy it, or just to get it out of your rishus.
Out of your rishus in a way that you could never get it back?
No, or even not necessarily. By Hefka, that's where it comes from, the famous beer by Shvias, that you put it outside.
Right,
in a public grid, you can take it right back.
Oh. But you're saying that a public garbage would be...
Yeah. I think, bottom line, what I'm saying is, Joe, that we learn of Chaim. I'm pointing out that Kivega's kasha is a little tzorachi in the very kasha. What did he want? What did he think?
Can't just say simple that he's following the same getter as Rambanim would apply to the.
So would that apply, let's say, according to the Ramban, if you put it outside the garbage can, that you become mutter bano?
Minasa mitzvasa.
Yeah.
If according to Rambanim, that's a kium of
tashbisu. And if Vega wants that to kick in the mechanism of becoming mutter bano, a foreign mutter. So does he expect it to apply, let's say, Mefarer v'Zorah l'Ruach, and then someone finds the crumbs and he wants to feed it to his dogs? Yeah. I mean, maybe even after Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds, it's also after Pesach. On Pesach, yeah. According to the way we pass it, on Pesach.
Clearly still chametz.
Yeah, but that's not the point according to Rabbi Yehuda. Efer is also still chametz. Right, and still it's Nasus Mitzvoson. So Mekvega wants to apply Nasus Mitzvoson to Rabbanon. Something's fishy. My point is, Mekvega's kasha should not. Mekvega's kasha is not. Is not. Something's wrong. How did Mekvega understand the din of Nasus Mitzvoson? What would he have said in a tashbisu according to Rabbanon of crumbling it up in Zorah Levruach, and someone finds it? So, you might answer me, Kivega would want that to be mutter bano. Okay, fine. I'm okay with that.
It seems very unlikely.
That's not the point!
That
was the very first thing we started off with. Because it's not the point, because if you change it, then it would be mutter no matter what, and you wouldn't need a din of Nasus Mitzvason, and then if you burnt Nikbarin, it would also be mutter bano. You're using words now. With it, to it, I don't know the difference.
If you get rid of it, you get rid of it.
He's saying it's like selling your chametz for Pesach. You're just avoiding it.
That's what it sounds like. Right,
that's getting rid of
it,
yeah.
You didn't do the thing. You didn't do it to the chometz.
So what?
You didn't win the chometz.
So what? It's not as mitzvah. It's become more. Okay. I don't know. You're a wonderful fellow, but you're using words, and I don't know what they mean. So tell me. Explain to me how Rabbi Kivega understood Nasus Mitzvah. I'm willing to listen. I'm not making such a chiluk.
No,
you are.
Saying,
I'm in Rabbanon, there's no chiluk.
No.
I'm asking a kasha, I'm not saying a teretz. And once you don't say it in that case, so why should you say it if you happen to burn it? I'm asking a kasha.
You could bring in Nifsal Achilles Keller. If you burn it, a kelev wouldn't eat. It's already.
Yes, yeah, so what? But it should remain on.
If you fire a ruach, so it would be a royal achilas kelev. It's just
so
not.
So what? But you're makayim tashbis, so we're doing it.
Right.
So if Vega understood that even according to Rabbanan, every time you makayim tashbisu, the svara of Tysus and Tamura kicks in. And if Nasus mitzvosan and it should become mutter bano, maybe yeah. I'm not. It could be Rabbi Vega would say, yeah, that is what I mean. Pointing out that there's no reason to limit it to burning. But then you would be forced, according to the premise of Rabbi Vega's kasha, to say a very modern din. I said, you know, that if you threw it in the garbage, according to the Ramban, Rabbi Vega would want it to be mutter bano. Which you could say, yeah, in chanami. Nasus mitzvosan, it becomes mutter bano.
Seems very unlikely.
I think it's very schwer, and therefore, even if you burn it, it should be mutter bano. And maybe the reason because these guys are not trans, maybe the Rav Chayit, maybe what the Chayit is about to say is talking the reason. I don't see what. According to Rabbanan,
the Gaon of Vilna says.
So what? You keep, and therefore, are you going with Tosfos and Tzemura that the Nasus Mitzvosan makes a mutter bano? So then, who said a chilek if you do to it or with it?
Because the Rabbanan on Modak of Yehuda, the ideal way to do the mitzvah of Tashbisu and Makayim is by burning.
So
if you don't burn it, yeah,
so what?
So
what?
So
it's very good. It's ideal. It's wonderful. Lovely. What is the difference if your Kvegas Kasha is not as mitzvah? You get less of the mitzvah if you throw it in the yam?
Maybe it's only saying by burning, can you do the point of the Rabbana be not as mitzvah? It's supposed to the
Gra. Okay, anyway, let's see Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is talking, answering of Kvegas Kasha. Venera de Leidomi a mitzvah shal tashbisu hash besosu b'chol dogor the mitzvah sreifa, if there's a mitzvah sreifa, dafka. The mitzvah tashbisu b'shari hash besosu ha v'ikr ha mitzvah shalo yehe la b'aylam chometz. Now what Rav Chaim means here, I think, is not at all poshut. It gets us back to a huge fight we had when we learned Elun Iris, whether this Rav Chaim is going to about to use the lashon of Isser Aseh. If you remember, this became a big controversy in Elun Iris. Ryan insisted that there's no such thing as an Isser Aseh, or at least what people mean when they say it. And the question is what Rav Chaim means. Does he mean, he says, Ikra HaMitzvah Shlo Yehla Bailam Chometz. Now, let's learn a little more the words, and then I'll tell you what one can be mesupik about regarding what Rav Chaim means. Hashenkin mitzvosel b'sreifa, avi mitzvah shechayo b'cheftzah shalachomitz dechalo b'idin sreifa, which we like, that we understand those words. But it is, the Yehuda launcher. It's not just how the Bailam should dispose of it, go burn it. It's chayo b'idin sreifa. I'm pointing out just that those words echo the Neidib Yehuda svara. Then it's a rational, or at least it makes sense to say that it should become mutter b'ano again because you were mekayim its din. Again, Rav Chaim is assuming that the din of becoming mutter b'ano by nasas mitzvosoi makes sense. It's not stam arbitrary. So it makes sense if the din of the chayfetz was fulfilled. If the din of the chayfetz was fulfilled, so now it's like, okay, now we started a new, we've turned the page. V'alken shabba mechala katur bein hashbososu b'chol dover bein sreifa. Bein hashbososu b'chol dover. I did? Okay, thank you. V'lok shabayim kimu mitzvah derami alayhu, but not a din of the chayfetz. You wouldn't say that the chayfetz becomes mutter if the bailim did a mitzvah with it.
We have to come back.
Aminazis Mitzvosoi, Al Ken Hutara Efer. Okay, we'll stop here and I'll leave you with this, my subject, with what Rav Chaim could mean. Bali Ro Bali Motze, we know, means don't have chametz. Rav Chaim, in another couple lines, is going to use the word Isser Aser. He has used the Lush until now, that the mitzvah is the point of the mitzvah is that the Bible should not have chametz. Now, there are those that learn, and this is what we argued about in Eilul Nairus. There are those that understand a concept exists called an Isser Aser, meaning that the chetza of the mitzvah that you have is really a lav. It's an Isser. Don't have chametz. Chametz, bad. Don't have chametz. Don't have chametz. The Torah expressed it as an assay. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, the Torah did the logical thing and expressed don't have chametz as a lav, as in don't have chametz. You could have a concept. I don't agree with what I'm saying. I hope it's not true. But theoretically, I agree that theoretically you could. I just think you don't. You could have that the Torah is assuring something. The Torah is it's saying something is bad. It's not saying something is good. It's saying something is bad. But it's saying it b'loshen aseh. And there are those that say, yeah, there's such a thing, and that's called an Isser Aseh. I take issue with that. That if Torah expressed something as an assay, then it's an assay. It means there's something positive going on, not just the avoidance of something negative. What's my biggest raya, so to speak, is that you do have that concept of the Torah saying something's usur, b'loshon assay, and that has a very definitive category. That's called the lav habo mechlal assay. That the Torah expressed something as a positive thing, but it didn't mean it. The Torah never meant you should marry a mitzvah shlishi, dor shlishi yovel lehem b'kal Hashem. The Torah doesn't mean you should marry a mitzvah shlishi. The Torah is expressing it in the form of an assay, like dor shlishi could come into kal Hashem. It's like a trick to say, but dor rishon and dor sheni are usur.
Right. So,
Nimi
Nimitzis is a
lav? It's, that's my raya, because it doesn't appear in the Nimi Nimitzis.
It doesn't appear.
It doesn't appear, because it's not the Rambam. Because it's not an assay, and it's not a lav. It's not an assay, because it's not an assay. And there's no such thing as an Isser assay. And it's not a lav, because the Torah didn't express it as a lav. So it falls between the cracks. And it is Osur, because the Torah. It's also just like you can learn out something from a Kal V'Chomer, and it's also. You can learn out something from a Gzeira Shava, and it's also. But it doesn't appear in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's the rules of counting mitzvahs. So, in other words, if the Torah says, people think, Rav Chaim will, in a few lines, compare it to things that are Osir Balava Aseh. But that's not true. That's not true. It's not, the meaning is not that I just said. When you say there's an Isser on Shabbos, there's lav aseh. There's a lav loitaseh kol melacha, and there's an aseh of Shabbosai. That doesn't mean that there's only a chefza of Isser that the Torah described as a lav and also described as an aseh, i.e. Isser aseh. You know what I mean, there's no such thing. There's a positive mitzvah like to put on tefillin. You're supposed to rest on Shabbos. Resting is defined by not doing melacha. But Avada the Torah is stating a positive good deed, a mitzvah saseh, to rest on Shabbos. Yeah. But that's not what the people mean when they say Isser Aseh. This is a regular positive aseh, as regular as putting on tefillin. Rest on Shabbos. So, the simple meaning of Rav Chaim here is that he is saying it's an Isser Aseh. He uses those very words in a few lines. And he says that the point of the mitzvah, the ikar of the mitzvah, is that you shouldn't have chametz. And he says later, again in a few lines, k'chol ha'dvorim she'im asurim b'lav va'aseh. So I'm saying you can't.
That line's very troubling.
It's a very troubling line because things that are nosur and lav and asay, the asay is a regular lavin. They're regular asays. Where you find such a concept, I'm saying I have the perfect place where you find such an idea. And that's a lava bomachal asay. Where the Torah doesn't mean the asay as an asay. It never meant it. It's not like rest on Shabbos, which the Torah means the asay. Except the definition of the asay is defined by the lav, by the counter distinction. Don't do malacha. So what's resting? Resting doesn't mean nap for a half hour. It means don't do malacha. That's the definition of resting. But when the Torah says Dar Shlishi Yavlehem Bekal Hashem, or when the Torah says Kiyam Besula Me'am Avikach Isha, it says it twice by a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is rather a little confusing because there is a mitzvah Saseh Shavariya Besula, but that's because it says it twice. It says it twice in the parasha, Behu Isha Besuleh Yikach, and then it says again Kiyam Besula Me'am Avikach Isha. So one is a lava b'machal asay, and one is just a regular asay. But you do have a lava b'machal asay, and that is not counted in the minyan mitzvahs. So what is Rav Chaim? So
can we express bad? Not don't do it. But can we express it in a positive way? Like try to make it. Can you say it in a positive way? Like go out and do something and make sure you don't have any kameitz in your house.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So I totally agree with you. And I'm saying that's what Rav Chaim means. Rav Chaim uses the word Isser Asay, but it really, there's no need to use such words, and I don't think there's such a thing as an Isser Asay. I can't say that's what Rav Chaim means, because that I wouldn't describe that unless Rav Chaim is using the word Isser Asay to mean that. The Torah Taka means something positive, and it's a dominion mitzvah of the mitzvah Asay, Tashbisu. And it's as positive as rest on Shabbos. But just like rest on Shabbos, so, I think Rav Chaim is getting at like almost the Tam HaMitzvah or the Shorish HaMitzvah, what the Chinuch would call the Shorish HaMitzvah. The Shorish of the Mitzvah is, let's even say destroy all this, I don't know, like destroy all the Zorah, maybe, or kill out Amalek. So yeah, I guess you declare it as a Chakira. Maybe it's as positive an act as put on tefillin. Or maybe although it's like put on tefillin, but like we know intuitively or in Svara or in Kabbalah, we know that that's not the goal of the mitzvah. Mitzvahs maybe have goals. So Tashbisu is a positive act and it's a regular mitzvah. It's not an Isser Asay, whatever that means. Unless Rav Chaim means that there's such a thing as a positive mitzvah, that's a regular mitzvah Asay, but we intuit, or maybe we have a Kabbalah, that the goal of the mitzvah is that you shouldn't have chametz. The Torah is like figuring out a way that you shouldn't have chametz. So it's saying, like the Torah made Tashbisu into the positive act. But a lot of it's a positive act. But the goal of the positive act is to make sure you don't have chametz. And maybe that's the goal of the mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos also. Maybe the goal is the not doing of malacha. Maybe there's really nothing positive about resting on Shabbos, which I don't think is true, because we say Bo Shabbos Bo Menucha. So it's Mashma Menucha is a positive thing, and we talk about Shabbos being made all of my Bo, and we talk about Kiddush.
Kiddush
doesn't do Malacha. Kiddush is a mitzvah. Right. I'm not talking about Kiddush. I'm talking about the mitzvah say of Shabbos. It's counted as a mitzvah say in the minyan of mitzvahs to rest on Shabbos. So you could clarify, I guess. Is it a positive thing, menucha, which is mashma for the Lashon Bar Shabbos Bar menucha? Or, so I guess, I think, I'm sure that all Rav Chaim is saying, the Avada Tashbisu is a positive act, and it's something you're supposed to do, and it's the goal is only that you shouldn't have chametz. So that's the difference. If it's, when it's, according to Rav Yehuda, it's a din chal in the chefs of the chametz that it requires sreifa, and you're fulfilling the din of the chefetz. It's positive in action, and it's positive in goal. In terms of goal, it's positive. You're doing something positive. You're being mekayim the din of the chefetz. Mashenkim like Rabbanan, he's learning the goal is only not to have chametz. That's the goal. Don't have chametz. That's why I don't think, like, the Gra is very schwer to say that according to Rabbanan there are two dinim. Where did the two dinim come from? One is Sreifa, is a din of the Chayfetz, and Torah of Azor L'Ruach is not a din of the Chayfetz. So where did it come from? Unless you say they don't learn it out from Noisar, because in the Gemara they're slugging up the limud from Noisar that there's a din to burn it. So how would you create this two-tiered system? So where would, I don't know what the kasha is. Where would you create the two-tiered system from? Okay. You know, even if you say, I think, I have no problem saying according to Rabbanan, Sreifa is preferred. Because again, I happen to think that burning is the best, is the most destructive way to destroy something. If you turn it into carbon, whatever you turn it into when you burn it.
It brings a lot of riot. All the Mishnah is always talking about Sreifa.
No. I'm saying in that sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not in the in making a two-tiered system to fend for Kivega's kasha. Not to create a two-tiered system and to say that when you burn it, you Mekayim and Din in the Chayfetz, that the Zach bought you Sreifa. You're helping the Zach reach its fulfillment. You Mekayim the Din HaChayfetz. And when you say, B'sosu B'chol Dovar,
is there a mitzvah where we say it's the Ula or the Tosar? Some mitzvahs like the mitzvah is the Ula, and some mitzvahs is the Tosar to see that the thing happens.
Yeah, but that's both positive. That doesn't have to be negative. In other words, you could say, I'll give you an example. One could say, just as a way of addressing what you just asked, it would be mistavra to me that Harisha on Shabbos, the Isser is the Pu'ula. Okay, you're asking about an Aseh, I'm showing you by Allah. And Harisha on Shvius, the Isser is the Taitzah, not the Pu'ula. Well, that would be mistavra to me. In other words, because on Shabbos the Torah doesn't want the Gavra to do work. And on Shvius it's more that the land shouldn't be worked. You want to know by a mitzvah saseh? Definitely you could say both. I mean, let's say putting on tefillin.
Like shlichus type.
Putting on tefillin. There's no question. You see, now you have to get tefillin into the dark. Now it depends what you mean by the word mitzvah. Let's say putting on tefillin. There's no question that the goal of the mitzvah is not that you should do the pu'ula of putting on tefillin, but that your hand should have tefillin on it. There's no question about it. On the other hand, the asiyas ha-mitzvah is putting on the tefillin. So there's the way to do the mitzvah, and then there's the kiyama mitzvah. But I don't know what you mean. You're saying...
mitzvah to make tzitzis, or mitzvah that if you wear a baggy without a condom, see to it.
Oh, that's a whole different story. Mila is a good example. I mean, everything. Usually, almost always the mitzvah saseh is the tzitzah. But the Torah wants you to bring the tzitzah into being by doing it. Leave payah. Obviously the mitzvah is that there should be payah. You do the mitzvah by bringing about that there should be payah, by being mafresh payah.
Tefillos
lulav.
It's not that the lulav should be shaken. It's that the person who
did it. Yeah, but that's, you're right. But all you did was create another layer of subtlety. That's for sure, that the mitzvah saseh of lulav is not in the lulav. It's not that the lulav have something happen to it. But you could still clarify if it's the act of the tila or that you be no tail the lulav. Not necessarily the act of the tila. And that's what the Achrayim talk about. If you're holding the lulav from before Alois HaShachar, and now it's Alois HaShachar, to the Achrayim ask, are you a kind of mitzvah or not? Is the mitzvah the act of the tila, the act of taking, or is the tila just having the lulav? But I think usually a mitzvah saseh, the goal is the totsa'ah. I'm just thinking, like, all the ones I can think of right now, the goal is the totsa'ah, but you get the mitzvah, you fulfill the mitzvah I mean, that fits in really with the Chayvus Halvadus, if you'll excuse the expression. Because you never really do the Toitzah. Only Hashem can do the Toitzah. Because you can't create the Toitzah. All you can do is do the action which usually brings about this Toitzah. So when you talk about a mitzvah saseh, so certainly if the Torah is mechayev you, you would only talk about the Torah is mechayev me to perform the act which usually brings about the desired result. Now, but so again, whenever you say what's the mitzvah, you really have to be more precise and bring out a subtlety. The mitzvah's goal is almost always the result. But the mitzvah, in terms of I got a mitzvah, like I got a check in my bank account, that's the performance of the mitzvah, not the result. Okay, so now, so what Kitzur, Rav Chaim does not mean, but we'll pick it up from here tomorrow, we know that Rav Chaim does not mean, that, even though he uses the word, again, I don't like the word Isser Aseh. To me, the quintessential Isser Aseh is a Lav Habom Mechlal Aseh, where the Torah says, marry a mitzvah shlishi. So we know the Torah doesn't mean you should marry a mitzvah shlishi. It doesn't mean it. It means, don't marry Rishon and Sheni. Like, so we know. But that's not counted in the minyan mitzvahs. Because it's not an asay and it's not a lav. So it fell between the cracks. So it's not counted. But tashbisu is counted. Rav Chaim doesn't mean that the Torah doesn't mean tashbisu. It's just a way of saying, don't have chametz. He means, there's a mitzvah saseh, it's a positive thing, go destroy chametz. Rav Chaim's machadish is saying that according to Rabbanan, the goal is not the destruction. It's not like a molek. I don't even know what a molek is. The goal, according to Rav Yehuda, the goal is to burn it. Burning is a din in the cheftza of the chametz. It requires burning. You're fulfilling the din ha-chefetz. That's his lashon. According to Rabbanan, you're not, the destruction is not the goal. The goal is the goal is that you not have chametz.
The goal is in the gavra.
The goal is that the gavra shouldn't have chametz.
The goal is in the
But it's still a regular mitzvah saseh. Rav Chaim's lashon of iser saseh. But he said it's like everything that has an asay and a los asay. Now, when you have to rest on Shabbos, I don't know, Shabbos is a lav and an asay. Resting is a positive thing. I'm not even sure that the mitzvah asay of resting on Shabbos is that the goal is that you shouldn't do malacha. I'm not even so sure that that's true. Could be bor Shabbos, bor menucha. Maybe the goal is you should rest on Shabbos. And the lav is, maybe the lav is the goal that you should rest. How do you know the goal of resting is that you shouldn't do malacha? Maybe the goal of not doing malacha is that you should rest. So I don't know what Rav Chaim means when he says this is like a regular thing that has a lav and an asay. I don't know what he means.
Tomorrow,
tell me an example. What's an example?
I think he's speaking of bechina, specific bechina. I don't think he means it's bike yet. That it won't be nitak to an asay, just like an lav and asay.
That's his next step.
No, but just like an asay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll continue tomorrow. So there's not a simple Rav Chaim, even though every bar mitzvah boy should take out bar mitzvah on Pesach says it over. I also did. I said it over, and then I said over to Rav Chaim about it. I was a cotton shagodel bein shnei pesachim. So the Kyle is carbon shiny. I was like Matt's kid. I was this gadol bein shnei pesachim. Goodbye. It was wonderful having you. I gave you cover during the Dvar Halacha, but you weren't here. V'nei menoach Hashem b'kavod. It's like bala.
I was being
barech. Barech b'kavod, yeah, okay.